Mike, last name is Boudreaux, B-O-U-D-R-E-A-U-X is an X-ray, and I'm the sheriff of Tulare County.
So, give me some, just the basic history. This is nothing new. It may be elevated to a new level at this point, but this is nothing new. This has been going on for some time in the industry.
It has. You know, these types of thefts have gone on for a while, but I think that it's become more prevalent, more lucrative. There's a lot of money to be made. I would equate these to a very well-organized criminal syndicate, and they have become a very well-organized criminal syndicate. A lot of these loads we've been able to identify and do surveillances on that are going out of state, out of country. We're working very closely with the FBI. LA County and LAPD have developed what's called a cargo task force, which really gives you the impact of what we're facing. We just learned that Los Angeles is the hub for cargo theft in the world. And so a lot of what we have to offer in the Central San Joaquin Valley as far as our agricultural partners and community and what we have here, it's a prime target area for the criminals that are operating within this type of organization.
How are these thefts being done? There's a couple different ways that they're being done. It's not just one. Sometimes the drivers don't know they're being involved. Sometimes they do know they're being involved. Talk about the different ways that this is happening.
Well, and that's why it becomes so complicated for law enforcement. There's multiple ways that they are stealing these loads of cargo. You know, a $500,000 double trailer load of pistachios, what we just learned is that they are going into the internet system and hacking that system, changing the location and codes within the manifest so that when a legitimate driver goes online to bid for a load, if you're familiar with that, arrives with a false or fraudulent manifest. However, it looks legitimate not only to the distributor, the processor, but it looks legitimate to the truck driver. That load will be delivered to a location that wasn't intended to arrive, say, for instance, in Southern California. The load was supposed to go to Washington. And we learned that Costco had ordered a load of pistachios. However, the manifest online had been changed by the organized crime group. And so instead of the pistachio load arriving in Washington, it ended up landing in Southern California. So they've become very good at what they do. Cybercrime is right on top of the game here. As you would imagine, law enforcement, it's so important that we become intricately involved and knowledgeable as far as the technology and the resources available to us to intercept and become involved in cybercrime. I personally, we developed a cyber crimes unit here in Tulare County for that purpose, as well as we've doubled the size of our agricultural unit. We went from 3 detectives, we now have 6 detectives. I've dedicated that resource to, if we have to follow these trucks out of state, we're going to do so. We're working very closely with the insurance companies, with their risk management, as well as with the growers and the distributors. And the key thing today is educating all of those parties involved in how skilled these organized crime groups have become in stealing our commodities.
That's what makes this so difficult for you guys is that sometimes, well, most of the time, this looks legit. The plates are legit, everything's legit, and you can't, there's no probable cause to stop a truck going down the road with this.
No, you're absolutely right. It looks legitimate. The manifest, if you're not very well skilled in tracking down the background of how it was created, looks legitimate. And for law enforcement, it becomes incredibly difficult. So that's why we have to, and that's why we're here today pulling together this emergency seminar, is that we have to make sure that people are educated in what to look for. One of the things that was brought up today that I think is so key is biometrics. You know, take that fingerprint, take a photograph, and if you have a driver that refuses to give you that fingerprint, it's a red flag. There's a problem there. And so that's one of the things that we're educating the people today at the seminar, and hopefully those who are listening in the agricultural community, is that there's no reason not to take a fingerprint, no reason not to take a photograph. If the manifest and the paperwork looks legitimate, at least for law enforcement, we have a way to go and attempt to track down the suspect in the case.
Where are these loads going? Are they being shipped overseas? What are they doing with these loads? I mean, it's a big load that they have to get rid of.
Right. And again, they're an organized crime group. I can tell you a year ago, we had a case very similar to what we're facing in Central San Joaquin Valley is facing. We worked very closely with the LA Port Police. We learned that the load that was taken from here ended up at the port of Los Angeles, and half the load had already been put onto a ship for Saudi Arabia and was on its way out of country. We did arrest four suspects in that case, and we were happy that that occurred, and we recovered half of the load. The problem is they're becoming better and better at what they do. We're finding that these are not only going out of county, out of state, but now we are confident with the particular group that we're dealing with, the commodity is going out of country, which makes it even more difficult for law enforcement. Once you've unloaded the product, say for example a load of pistachios, you can't identify those pistachios. The key factor here is the pre-education on the front end, because on the tail end it's far too late.
And this is for all nuts. This isn't just for one commodity.
Not just for one commodity. You know, for a criminal organized crime group such as the one that we're dealing with, and there's others. I strongly believe that there's others. Where there's money to be made through criminal means, they're going to do it. And, you know, for law enforcement and agricultural community, say, for instance, we pull over make a traffic stop on a vehicle that has 10 pounds of methamphetamine. Hey, we know that's illegal. We're going to take that methamphetamine. We pull over a truck with a fake manifest and a stolen license plate. The pistachios themselves are not illegal to possess. We have to prove that those pistachios were taken and they were illegally taken. So that's the challenge for law enforcement.
Bottom line here is this is a group effort. Everybody's got to be vigilant in this. Metrics, video, all that stuff. This is a team effort.
It's a team effort on every scale, not only for law enforcement and our law enforcement partners working collaboratively together and sharing information together, but we have to share information with our community as well as our agricultural partners and community. They have to be well-versed, and they have to be doing due diligence and making sure that they're protecting their interests. Us as law enforcement, I'm proud that I'll do whatever I can, and I'll be that spearhead going to Sacramento suggesting legislative change. But I need the cooperation. We have it with our agricultural community. They're as interested in it as we are. And look, we have local farmers and growers that are providing for their families. Look, this hits us at the very basics of levels with our families earning a hard living here to law enforcement putting the bad guy away. We have to be partners that work together in an effort to dismantle this group